It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hi, welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. This is Melissa Orlov, marriage consultant and author of two award-winning books about adult ADHD and relationships, The ADHD Effect on Marriage and The Couple's Guide to Thriving with ADHD. You can find a lot of information and actionable resources about this topic at my website at www.adhdmarriage.com, and I invite you to contact me there as well if you have questions about what I'm talking about today or anything else in your relationship. Today I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room, ADHD and your relationship. And the first thing that I want to say is you're lucky because you are listening to the ADDA TAD Talks, and most adults who have ADHD or who are with someone who has ADHD actually don't know about their ADHD. It's the elephant in the room for many struggling couples. This is a big deal because ADHD makes a huge impact on your relationship. Some older research would suggest that close to 60% of adults with ADHD are in relationships that are really struggling. And lots of times that's because the ADHD is there and couples don't know about it. That's the most common pattern, that you started your relationship without realizing the ADHD was there. But knowledge is power, and so is treatment. The research suggests that 50 to 80% of those with ADHD can make a huge difference in their lives when they undertake good treatment. And I'm not talking about just medications there. And the other good news is that you can turn around your relationship with the right information and strategies, and what you really want is find the love that you thought you had lost as you were struggling. So today I'm going to talk about one small part of understanding how ADHD impacts your relationship, which is the power of interpreting symptoms correctly in your relationship. Misinterpretation of ADHD symptoms is a huge issue, and I'm just going to give you a few examples to save time because I have my 9 minutes. Distractibility, which is the number one symptom of adult ADHD, is easily misinterpreted by the other partner. So if you have a partner who is easily distracted by things that are outside the window or has trouble holding a conversation with you, or is just paying attention to the computer, everything is distracting that person, and you are sort of one of many distractions. It is easy to interpret that behavior, if you don't know what's going on, as my partner doesn't love me. I used to say to my husband, gee, you are not paying attention to me, and I feel kind of lonely. And he'd say, well, what do you mean? Of course I love you. What do you mean? There's this very big disconnect and an unknown difference between the two partners and how they're relating around these different symptoms. Impulsivity is another ADHD symptom, which can be interruptions, or it can be that a partner goes off and does something that they've either said that they weren't going to do or that you haven't finished discussing, and that can be interpreted as, gee, I don't respect you. Disorganization, another hallmark of ADHD, can lead to a lot of messiness, not picking up after yourself, maybe not taking care of the tasks that you want to take care of, and that can be interpreted as, gee, you don't care about me, you don't care about the family. All of these things, love, respect, care about the family, care about your home, these are all things that are at the heart of a relationship. So it's easy to see how, if you don't understand that these are ADHD symptoms, if you just think that your partner is doing this because they don't love you or they don't care about the family, how this would hurt your relationship. There's also what Ned Halliwell calls the moral diagnosis. For example, people with ADHD often have difficulty following through or finishing completely one of their assignments, and that can be interpreted as being lazy, even if they're working really hard to follow through or finish it and they're just too disorganized to do so. Or they might have difficulty planning, or they don't do things efficiently. The moral diagnosis for that, or the moral interpretation of that, might be that they're stupid or that they're clueless. So as I mentioned before, there's this inherent disconnect between what's going on with the ADHD partner and why these things are happening and how the non-ADHD or other ADHD partner is interpreting what's going on. And it's it really wreaks havoc in the relationship. Now, if you know actually that the partner has ADHD, and if you know that these activities and these actions are actually symptoms of ADHD, there are other much more positive ways to interpret what's going on. For example, impulsive interruptions could be interpreted as being somebody who's eager to contribute. I see this actually regularly with my couples where somebody interrupts because they have memory issues associated with their ADHD and they have something that they're very eager to contribute to the conversation and they're afraid that they'll forget it if they don't do so. Difficulty following through or finishing that job might be that the person is distracted. It might be that they're not bothered by unfinished projects, which is a different way of looking at the world, not necessarily negative. Or it could be perhaps that they're not a closer, that they're very good, like many entrepreneurs, at coming up with the big idea, but not so good at the details that finish off a project. Again, a much more positive way of looking at it. Difficulty planning is an executive function symptom of ADHD. It has to do with the ability or inability, in this case, to be able to project into the future things that might happen as a result of the steps, which steps you take, which order you take them in, what might happen, etc. All understanding this makes a big, big difference, and it's important to learn how to get it right. Because correct interpretation of the symptomatic behaviors of ADHD adults is really important in relationships. It's not about the person. This is one of the things that you learn. It's about the ADHD. And that's really good news because ADHD, as I said at the beginning of my talk, can be managed and managed very, very well. Also, an accurate interpretation of symptoms opens the doors for improvement and change. Suddenly there's hope. Suddenly you see, hey, it's not that my partner is lazy and doesn't love me. It's that my partner is really trying hard but doesn't have the strategies in place yet, but can get them in order to be able to be a more responsible partner in our relationship. It creates also a specific path for change. Once you understand you have ADHD, again, that this isn't just that your partner doesn't love you or whatever, then you learn that it's not about trying harder to do something or pay more attention. It's about trying differently. And by that, I mean utilizing the wealth of knowledge that works for those who have ADHD. And finally, and very importantly, knowing about ADHD and properly interpreting those symptoms moves you away from toxic interactions around the symptoms. And I want to give you one example before I close. And think again about the distractibility. And I talked about my saying to my husband, gee, I feel really lonely. You're not paying enough attention to me. And his saying, oh, no, of course I love you, and all that. If you have a very distracted adult partner with ADHD, and the other partner says, gee, you don't pay special attention to me, therefore you don't love me, the behavior that that second partner starts to take to deal with that is they might become depressed, they might become anxious, they might feel rejected and have negative responses. They might increase, as I did, their intrusive behaviors to try to gain your attention and get more in front of you. And often that's in a negative way. Then what happens is that the ADHD partner who did not, you know, as my husband used to say, well, of course I love you, who's not thinking about the symptomatic behaviors, particularly because, among other things, they've lived with it for their entire lives. They've been distracted their entire lives, starts to respond to that other partner, often non-ADD partner's response. So as I used to increase my intrusiveness to gain attention, my husband would start to fight back, or sometimes he would try to escape or avoid me. And, of course, the more he fought back against my intrusiveness and more he escaped, the more left out I felt and the more I tried to pursue him. And you can see how you would get into a negative interaction around this, a negative spiral in your relationship. I call this symptom response response, and it's one of the critical patterns that I talk about in my books, and it's one of the main reasons why interpreting ADHD symptoms correctly in your relationship really helps. So ADHD impacts you and your partner in really surprising ways. But together, you can move yourselves into a loving, supportive partnership that you've been missing and that you want to have. To be able to fix your relationship, you need to learn about how ADHD impacts it really in depth. This talk today is just the tip of the iceberg. And so I encourage you to go look for that. Obviously, there are a lot of resources at my website. This is Melissa Orlov. You can find me at www.adhdmarriage.com. And I want to say thanks for listening.
TED Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.